and he hears us. Bible Thought. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. 1 John 5:13 through 15, New International Version. As is my habit, I called my wife from work one morning. She asked me to talk to our 14-year-old because of his temporary bad attitude. When I called him a few minutes later, I said, "This is your dad." He shot back, "Oh, good, another lecture." As someone once said, what we have here is a failure to communicate. God has been very clear in his communication to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16, New International Version. When we believe that he loves us, we are eager to listen to him and to obey him. We are not defensive or angry when we understand his love. We receive his peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. End of quote. I follow my Father as I keep on trying to communicate with my Son, and I rest in his peace and power. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are grateful that we can talk to you directly without fear of conflict. Because of the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you hear our prayers, and we can listen to you. In Jesus' name, amen.